La Push, baby. It's La Push.
Me? A princess? Shut up!
I'll have what she's having.
There's no crying in baseball!
Hey guys, my name's Bailey.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're two wives.
We can leave it in, it's fine.
This is showing you guys the bloopers of recording. I don't know why Bailey just laughing. I don't know, think I ever say hi. My name is Bailey. I usually just say hi, I'm Bailey. No, hi, my name is Bailey.
Anyway, and I'm Shannon, and we're two chicks who like to watch flicks.
What did they say?
Yes, we are. Bailey's all over the place today.
Well, now I was thinking about Disney Channel when they go, I'm
they say like,
Bailey, and you're watching Disney Channel.
Yeah, they would say their name and, you know.
Just thinking about that.
I'm Hilary Duff, and you're watching Disney Channel. And they would like laugh and drama.
Maybe that was what I was thinking of when I was saying my name.
They don't say my name is.
Speaking of my name is, there's that song that Eminem sings where he's like,
my name is
what,
my name is
who. Anyways, I had a dream. I told Shannon about this. Let's just get into our week. Okay. I had a dream that I had to babysit Eminem, the grown man rapper.
That's so funny.
Why? I have no idea. Have I listened to any of his songs? No. But yeah, it's pretty weird, I'm not gonna lie. And he was kind of annoying. Like, he was acting like a child.
Well, I feel like if you have to babysit a grown person, they're probably... probably annoying, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I don't know this man in real life, but...
Seems like a lovely man. I didn't really do anything. I went tubing yesterday, 2 days ago. That's all I did, really.
I went to the lake.
I got brunch with someone I used to work with. Sorry, I'm dog sitting, so if you guys can hear like a dog freaking out, they bark at other dogs like passing by the house, so we'll pause if that happens and edit it out. If they start barking, they're making a lot of noise right now. I don't know if you guys can hear it or not.
Anyways, what else did I do this week? That was crazy. I think that's pretty much it.
You worked a lot, I feel like.
I did. I
think it's just your days were all like really close together.
Well, what happened was, what was it? Whenever we recorded last, that next day, I went to my mom's, and I stayed there.
Oh,
I stayed the night.
Just, like, gone.
Yeah, it was a Monday, I think, or was it Sunday?
We recorded on a Sunday.
Okay, so I went on a Monday to her house, spent the night, had to leave Tuesday, drive, had to work Tuesday night. I worked Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Friday, I drove all the way to Alabama to see my dad. Stayed there Friday night, Saturday night, and then Sunday, I had to work, so I had to drive all the way back to Atlanta, work Sunday night. I picked up Monday night, because we didn't have a charge, which I should not have done that.
How'd they guilt you into picking up?
They offered me more money. They offered me some more money, and I said, okay. So, I just have not had, like, a good night's sleep in my actual
bed. I feel
bed.
Like you do too much on your off days. You need to just relax.
I feel like I don't do that much on my off days.
You just described a lot. I feel like recently you've been doing like a lot of like driving and
I have
stuff on your off days. I feel like you need a stretch where you just literally don't do anything.
I know. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
But like I've only had like two consecutive days off in between
that's
my
what's
works.
Hard.
And
that's
so it's like
I
that's
quit.
Why I do stuff. Because I don't have any other time to do it.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow I'm gonna have to go to the grocery
well,
store.
Well, that's what I have a really nice schedule right now. Which I brag about a lot, but people are like, oh, well, you can just do everything. You can do so much in your 4 days off. And I'm like, you guys don't understand. Like, the days that I work, the full 12 hours, like, I leave my house at 5:40 in the morning. I don't get back until 7:40 usually.
Yeah.
That's, like, 14 hours of being gone.
Yeah.
I don't have time to, like, go to the grocery store or do long, or I could, but I'd be staying up late, like, going to the grocery store, doing laundry, doing dishes, cooking. Like, I don't do anything those 12 days. So I have to, like, catch up on chores basically that other people can spread throughout the
week. Oh, my room is a mess right now. And you know how I need to tidy.
I think I get really frustrated because people who work like 5-8 hour, like normal, yeah, 40 hours.
Those are nice. They can literally get off work at 5.
And I know it's like a double-edged sword because they don't have like longer weekends, which is really nice because I can take trips and stuff. Mm. But it's like, still like they can go to the grocery store after work twice a week,
yeah,
or once a week. They can spread out their chores throughout the week, basically, like do one thing after, because they have like several more hours of daylight before they need to go to bed.
Yeah.
But it's I don't think people realize how overwhelming it is when you work 3 12s in a row and then have to condense. You want to still have a life, but
yeah,
you also have to do all of your responsibilities in like a set amount of time.
Working nights and having 2 days off is not.
And working nights is even harder.
It's
better now.
It's not. If you work days, when I worked days, it was a little easier. Because
yeah,
I would sleep during the night, wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
But like working nights, that first day, you're sleeping all day.
Yeah.
It's not like you can wake up and do stuff at night.
Exactly.
Everything's closed.
Exactly.
Especially on a weekday, so.
So it's hard. And I know I sound like I'm complaining. Like, I love having 4 days off. And I do really like my schedule right now. Working 5 days a week sounds like a lot. But it would be nice to have time after work to do stuff,
yeah,
without being exhausted afterwards.
Yeah. I eventually want to do a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Like, work
same
in an office. Like, I can't do
it. I would even do 4 10-hour days, which I know some nurses, like, work,
yeah,
that sounds kind of nice because you still get 3 days off. But you do, you know.
I just want a normal schedule,
you
honestly.
You do have some time.
I, like, just would kill for a normal schedule. Like, a Monday through Friday.
I've gotten to the phase where I don't have to work weekends anymore, which is really nice. But I cannot wait to be at the phase where I don't have to do holidays. Because even though there's only a few holidays.
Yeah, we gotta get into the doctor's office.
I know.
But, like, we take such a pay cut. I can't afford that right now.
It's hard. You also, like, have to be married to someone who makes,
yeah,
more money.
Like, going to a doctor's office and being an RN there, I wouldn't make enough money to, like,
there's some, like,
support
you can come,
my,
like, work from home for an insurance company. I think they make a lot.
You know, Michaela's cousin, she is working for, like, a startup that's, like, nurses helping nurses find jobs. So she's, like, working remotely.
That sounds really interesting.
I know. So she's, like, helping other nurses, I think, find jobs. So.
Sorry, the dog I'm watching right now, she's so chill all the time. And then right now, she's, like, running around like crazy. I don't know
you
what.
Think it's because you're talking?
I don't think so. I don't know. Anyway, we
maybe
can get
she
off.
Keeps seeing. Maybe someone's, like, outside.
Probably.
Just in front of the house. Because there was people, like, cutting down trees and stuff over there, so.
Yeah, I think it's, like, a busy time in the neighborhood, you know? Gotcha. Anyway, we can get on with our podcast. Get off of our nursing. We talk about nursing every week.
we did one of my all-time favorite...
A classic for, I think...
Childhood movies.
I think a classic for Zillennials.
Yeah.
People who are cusping Gen Z and Millennials. Like, somewhere,
yeah,
in between. Because we were, like,
yeah,
7-ish when this movie came out. Perfect age.
I had... Okay, I guess I'll tell the movie. It's a
Cinderella story. Yeah. I thought we said it.
I got a portable DVD player. Probably around that time. And I remember I would watch it while just walking around my house on my portable DVD player. And I also had the CD soundtrack that came with it.
I can't remember if
I still have it.
You know what
it's
soundtrack
a classic.
You know what soundtrack we had? I had What a Girl Wants.
Oh,
soundtrack.
Yeah, that's a good
but
one.
But I did
too.
Have a Cinderella Story on DVD.
Yeah, so I used to have the portable CD player.
Mm-hmm.
I had this, and I remember Kidz Bop 7, a bop, man. Kidz
oh,
Bop
man.
7, if you haven't heard it, listen to it. I mean, it's good. It's Kidz Bop, but it's good. It had a lot of good songs on that one. Anyways, I used to listen to the CD, like, walking around the house as well. I would take it to my cousin's house, too. I remember that. But what a time. Portable DVD players and CD players.
I did used to watch that. You might hear some drinking right now from the dog. I am seriously... I was like, recording won't be a problem because she's so chill. And she's
does
like,
she want to go outside, too?
I literally just took her on a walk.
No, like, I mean,
out.
Like, out there?
No, I don't think so. She'll beg if she wants to go out, like, out the door. Anyway, I think she's about to settle down a little bit. Yeah, I really liked this movie, and I loved John Michael Murray at the time. I thought he
I
was
loved
so
Hilary Duff
cute.
At the time.
I liked Hilary Duff as well.
Yeah, John Michael Murray was just, because he had just been in Freaky Friday.
Yeah, he was like the it guy.
So you're like, oh, he's so cute.
Anyway, we can get into the movie.
So
who are our directors and whatnot?
The director was Mark Rossman, and he did some Lizzie McGuire episodes.
Oh, so he knew Hillary.
Yes. The Perfect Man. He did a lot of Hillary Duff stuff.
I guess they worked well together.
He did some random episodes of that show Greek, that fraternity sorority show.
That lasted very long.
That came on ABC Family, which is ironic.
Yeah. That was before ABC Family. That was before ABC Family got scandalous.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure that show was scandalous.
I think it was like the beginning of it turning scandalous.
And then Pretty Little Liars came out. But it was still ABC Family when Pretty Little Liars came out.
Yeah.
And then The Secret Life of an American Teenager, one of the randomest shows ever.
You know, you're right. I think Greek and Secret Life of the American Teenager were like the stepping stone. Because Secret Life of the American Teenager was scandalous, but it was still, like...
Family-oriented.
It was still, like, talking negatively about having sex outside of marriage. Kind of, not, like...
Yeah, it was... That show was not a very good sex talk to people.
No, it wasn't.
Because it would be, like...
If you have sex, you will get pregnant.
No, I've seen that TikTok recently where it's, like... One of the girls had sex and her dad like died in a plane crash. And she was like, I know why he died. It's because I had sex with Jack. And you're like, what?
Mom was like, no.
I know. I'm like, this is what we're teaching girls. Like, if they have sex, their dad's gonna die, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, that show was very interesting. Anyways, besides ABC Family being turned into Freeform.
Yeah.
Those are pretty much all the things that he did. And then cast-wise, it's got a pretty solid cast.
We know Hillary Duff.
I would say.
Chad Michael Murray. The guy from Big Bang Theory.
Which guy from Big Bang Theory?
Terry. He is, what's his
That's
face?
Right. I forgot. So anyways, it's got, Hillary Duff. Chad Michael Murray as Austin. Jennifer Coolidge as Fiona,
mm-hmm.
She's like in so much.
I love Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah. Dan Bird, he plays Carter. Regina King.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all you have to say her name. Julie Gonzalez as Shelby. And those are like the main guys.
Solid cast. Truly.
The main.
An all-star guys. Early aughts cast.
Yeah. And then, I mean, Simon Helberg, who's in The Big Bang.
Yeah. But he was, like, a very minor, not super minor.
Yeah, he wasn't that big of a character.
But he only had a few lines in. But I saw him, I was like, oh my gosh, I've seen him. I don't even watch Big Bang Theory, but, you know, I've seen so many clips of it.
I don't either. So, one thing me and Shannon want to talk about is the age difference.
I don't think they would do this today, do you?
I don't think they would either. But they might. I really don't know.
Yeah, the film industry is a little sketchy.
Isn't that what Woody, what's his name, is known for doing?
Woody Harrelson?
Woody Harrelson.
Oh, Woody Allen. Allen.
He dates his stepdaughter.
And is married to her.
Yeah, that's messed up. Because he came into her life when she was 8.
Really scary. Right? Yes, he groomed her, absolutely. It's not as extreme as
that what he's known for, though?
Like
young relationships?
I think so.
Like old... I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Well, I really don't watch Woody Allen movies.
A lot of guys in Hollywood, I think, date girls that are a lot younger.
Yeah.
To quote All Too Well, 10-minute version. What is the line that I love? I was never good at telling jokes, but the punchline goes, I'll get older, but your lovers stay my age.
Yeah.
Calling out that.
Calling out Jake. All the Jakes out there.
Allegedly.
Oh, it's pretty accurate. Anyways, Kristen Dunst was probably like, thank God I didn't get with that. He was like she was the only one that he dated that was his age.
I think he's dated another person his age.
I thought he hasn't dated anyone
past Leo.
30.
That's Leonardo DiCaprio. He hasn't dated anyone past 25.
That's why he's not married.
And I love Leo, but it's getting a little creepy. No, Jake is weird. He'll like... It's like he'll date someone really young and then like date people older and then go back to young. It's like a weird pattern. Anyway.
Whatever.
Needless to say. So Chad Michael Murray was 22 when they filmed.
Yeah, that's what... He was either 20... I feel like... I don't know when they filmed this movie. If they filmed it in 2003, then he was either 21, 22.
Yeah,
like... And Hilary Duff was 15 or 16. Which is still... Technically, as we know, the age... The consenting age in California, which we talked about in our Wilds episode,
It could 18. Have been different. Now, it could have been different in 2004.
Yeah.
Because... I feel like age of consent was younger for a long time.
But if you really think about it, let's say that youngest Hilary Duff was 15, uh-huh. which there's like a lot of things that say she was 15 when she filmed this movie.
Yeah, so I think she was.
So 15. She might have been like 15 about to turn 16 because her birthday's in September, but whatever. And he was 21, 22.
Yeah.
That's still weird.
That's like 7 years ish.
15-year-old and a 21-year-old? That's a little weird.
Like 6 to 7 years apart, and it's just like
I know. Let's say because you can't even say that's like a high school relationship because
no.
What do you start ninth grade when you're 14, 15?
14-ish or 15.
So even if she started ninth grade when she was 14, he's like 6-7 years older than her.
Right.
So they wouldn't even be in high school together.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just like. And I get that they're acting and, like, yeah. they were not actually in a relationship. But I think it's just a little creepy, the fact that she was still a child and had to, like, make out with this grown man. And
I mean, to be fair, if you were 15 and I would have had, like, this child
and I'm sure that she...
You would think nothing wrong
about it. Here's the thing, though. I'm sure she didn't mind. I bet...
I don't even think now it's, like, not that big. I think we're just making it a big deal because we just think about it too much.
I bet he thought it was a little weird.
I'm like, but he took her out to coffee.
That's true.
Not as a date.
Because he was dating Sophia Bush at the time.
Well, I know in 2004 or 2005, he was dating Sophia Bush. Because One Tree Hill came out in 2005. So they were filming One Tree Hill probably in 2004.
So when this movie came out.
Yeah.
So he had not really had like a huge big break yet.
I think One Tree Hill came out in 2005. I could be mistaken.
I think it came out in 2004. I could be wrong, though.
No, actually, you might be right. Because I think I always think it's 2005, but it's not.
I just think it's like a little... I bet he felt a little... I feel like I read something.
He had so weird.
I think I read something once where he did feel
really weird. We're so wrong. This came out in 2003, so they were definitely dating. 2004, they would have been in season 2. Yes,
One Tree Hill came out in 2003.
And season 2 is when he proposed to her. Well, not in the show, but in real life.
I feel like he probably took her out to coffee to make... almost like her feel less weird about it, like I don't know.
And by her I meant Sophia Bush. He proposed to Sophia Bush. Yeah.
But I'm sure he went out to coffee with Hillary to make her feel like less probably intimidated.
Yeah.
Because he's like a grown
man. I think that's what he said. He took her to coffee to kind of get a relationship formed because it wasn't so awkward when they
because
were.
Because I think I remember seeing
because
somewhere.
Because she is 15. He had a note.
I think I remember seeing somewhere that he did feel very uncomfortable with it and people were commenting like, yeah, she was literally 15. He was 20 something. I'm sure he felt weird. Anyway.
Plus, she's Hilary Duff.
I don't know that.
Like, she was like the golden child at the time.
Yeah. But right? He was like the golden boy of the time. So it's kind of like. It's just. I don't know. It's a lot.
Anyways, that was just our little spiel. Like, she definitely. The age difference is a little concerning. Filming wise. In the movie, they're supposed to be the same age.
Right. Yeah, like, you're supposed to be seniors in high school or something.
Yeah, and I'm like, you're 15, girl. You're not a senior. And anything, he's way past the senior year.
Well, he was about to play a high schooler for the next 10 years.
Yeah. that jump forward they did in One Tree Hill, probably best thing they could have done. Because then they actually were their actual age.
Anyway, so basically the whole premise, of course, of the movie is it's Cinderella, but modern time. It's a modern day Cinderella. She has
a dad who marries a woman.
Unclear where her mom is, probably dead. And he marries this woman, Fiona, who has two daughters already, and they treat her horribly once her dad dies. So here's it. Her dad seems like a cool, down-to-earth guy. Like, how did he not see through Fiona? Like, she couldn't have been that good of an actress to where she was.
People only see what they want to see, though.
I guess, but
if he only sees a side of her that he thinks is, like, a loving maternal mom, then, you know.
But, like, did she ever show that to Sam, you know?
No.
Like, that's what I don't get. Like, if he loves
There's
Sam.
There's that one line that she says to her that's always cringeworthy for me, where she goes, Sam, you're not very pretty. And you're not very smart.
And you're
not.
Oh, we didn't even do favorite quotes.
Let me think of mine in my head. Guys, I didn't write anything down for this movie. I have it all in my head.
My favorite is actually the, you're not very pretty and you're not very bright. I'm glad we had that talk. I just think that's really funny.
Yeah. I always quote the one, like in everyday life, I'll always quote this. It's the one where Fiona is going into the diner and she's talking to Regina.
Regina King.
Yeah, but what's her name in the thing?
Rhonda.
She's talking to Rhonda and she's like, I'm a very appealing person. Oh, yeah. And then Rhonda's like re-quoting it to Sam and she goes, that woman can make a nun swear, which is funny.
Anyway, basically, yeah, her dad marries this evil woman, Fiona, who from the start does not like Sam. And that's why I'm like, her dad seems really like cool. Like, I just don't understand how he wouldn't. Like, I just don't understand how he didn't see through that. But people see what they want to see. You're right.
Yeah.
That's like the classic.
And then
stepmom story. Yeah.
And like, he's like reading to Sam in her room and an earthquake starts and Fiona.
He tells her, like, okay, so right off the bat, you understand that Sam's dad is her best friend.
Yes.
And they're sitting there. He reads this story from the book and she's like asking him, like, where do princes go to college? And he goes, well, they go to Princeton. And then she's like, that's where the princesses go. Or no, that's what she asked. She goes, where do the princesses go to college? And he goes, they go where the princes go, which is to Princeton. And he tells her, like, just remember this book. It's like a fairy tale book he's reading from. Mm-hmm. He's like, has a lot of important stuff in it that you'll need one day, which is kind of like a foreshadowing.
Yes.
That we don't know about.
Yes. And it makes me feel like he maybe knew Fiona was bad news. It was kind of interesting. Anyway.
Yeah, he had to know something, because why would he, like, we'll talk about that in the movie, but, you know, whatever. Anyways, as they're talking, there's an earthquake that happens, and Fiona's yelling help, and Sam tells her dad not to go, and he's like, I'll be back, and then he dies.
Which, again, I'm like, okay, you need to make sure, like, your wife is okay, like, shouldn't you just stay with your child, like...
I wonder, like, what happened to him.
That's what I wrote. I'm guessing something fell
on him. That's what I was thinking too.
Pretty, like, tragic, honestly. And I'm like, okay, so then basically Fiona gets, like, custody of Sam. But here's what I'm thinking. Custody is not that simple. Like, unless she had already adopted Sam, which I don't think she did, like, custody wouldn't automatically go to her. Like, there would probably be, like, family.
I don't think
they didn't have any, like, if he had no parents or siblings left. But I also feel like Fiona, like, did not want Sam and, like, easily would have pawned her off to somebody else. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem that simple.
No. I don't think in real times it is that simple, but, like, in movie purposes, it's, like...
And, like, it never made sense.
Of course Fiona gets custody of her.
Yeah, like, it never made sense to me that he wouldn't have had a will, you know, which, of course, he did.
I don't know, though. I don't... I mean, at that age, like...
Yeah, but...
He probably wasn't that old yet.
But you would think if his wife had died, he would, like... Think about, he has one child, he needs to make sure everything, especially once he got remarried, where it's not automatically going to go to his child anymore. Like,
yeah.
It just seems a little... Anyway, but it flashes forward
to...
True.
But to be fair, I don't know where my parents' wills are.
Yeah, that's true. And, like, maybe they don't have them, but, like, I'm just thinking since his wife died, he would probably...
I feel like my dad and stepmom actually have a will, because they already have their plots picked up for when they die.
And I'm thinking, like, a lawyer would have a copy of the will.
Yeah.
You don't just leave a will in your house.
That is true.
Like, this whole plot never would have happened if there was a will, which there is. But...
Yeah, he had a living will.
Right. Which means a lawyer had to notarize it and have a copy. I would imagine.
Right. I don't know.
I think you have to get a will notarized.
You do have to get it notarized, but I don't know if you're...
Lawyer.
I don't know if you have... If you don't have a lawyer, then you don't have one to have it copied.
But I'm...
Like, think about everyone who comes to the hospital. They always have to bring in their like...
Yeah, but, like, but I'm wondering... I feel like once you get something notarized, like, there has to be a copy somewhere in the government. You know what I mean? To make it a legal
No, I get what you're saying. Okay, we're really thinking way too much about
I'm just saying. Anyway.
Anyways, point of the story, he doesn't have a will.
And he,
okay?
And
Sam gets dumped on Fiona, and they ship her off to the attic.
Ship her off.
They pack up all her stuff and ship
her off. We jump forward to high school, and it shows Sam is, like, in the attic.
Which looks big.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Her room was bigger than mine.
And
literally, my room was not that big.
Fiona's, like, calling on an intercom to bring her breakfast. Sam goes down, brings her breakfast.
Yeah.
The stepsisters are in, like, a synchronized swimming lesson. And one of them, like, passes gas.
I love this scene.
The big bubble.
She was like, have a spastic colon.
And, like, they have no talent. You can tell they're both kind of dumb. And Sam's really smart.
Yeah.
And I think this is also really funny. Kind of on her way out to work at the diner. Because basically she works at the diner her dad owned, which has now become Fiona's diner. And Fiona literally schedules her, at all hours.
Yeah.
And on her way out, she tries to turn off the sprinklers. And I think this is so funny for some reason, but Fiona's like, no, like, our grass is looking a little brown. And Sam is like, we're in the middle of a drought. We're supposed to be conserving water. And Fiona just goes, droughts are for poor people. Do you think J-Lo has a brown lawn? But when they zoom out, like, their yard is so green and everyone else's
is know
brown.
What's funny, though, too, is I didn't know what a drought was. I feel like at 7 years old.
I think I didn't really get
it. I was
it
like,
at the
I don't know what that means. Like, why are they conserving water? But you learn.
Because
I think, what was it, a few years later, we had a drought. And we couldn't turn on the water. I remember that specifically.
I remember that too.
I thought, like, if we turned on the water, the police were going to come.
I did too. Well, because I remember it was, like, watering your lawn had to be on, like, certain days or something like that.
And growing up, we used to play with our, our hose.
Mm-hmm.
And we would spray on the trampoline and, like, jump with the water and everything. But, like, for, like, months, I couldn't do that. And it was middle of summer. And I remember being so bored.
I remember my dad, like, I remember something about watering lawns. It was, like, even house numbers could do it these days and odd house numbers could do it other days or something like that. And I literally thought if you did it on the wrong day, you'd get arrested.
That's kind of, like, funny how, like,
I'm guessing you would probably just get a fine or something. Like,
yeah,
I
don't even know if you would get a fine. I think if you got caught, you would get a fine.
Yeah, that's... Like, they weren't actually tracking.
Because I think they would say, like, the cops would come around the neighborhood sometimes to check. But, and I remember I did see, like, some cops. But sometimes I would just see them randomly come in our neighborhood. But,
yeah.
I remember being just so dramatic.
Really stressed. I was like, I'm going to run out of water. And then I remember the end of that summer, there was, like, a ton of rain or something.
Yeah.
And it, like, flooded everywhere.
Yeah, I remember that, too.
We got, like, a few days off of school because it flooded so much in my area. It was, like, in August, like, very beginning of the school year in August. Or maybe September.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so she is going to pick up her friend Carter. For school, and he's like a working actor trying to become an actor, and he's literally like shames her car. He's like, Dad, do you see what I have to drive?
I liked her car,
and
it's a convertible.
Yeah, it's just like an old
convertible.
I don't even know what kind of car it was.
Mustang,
though.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The Stang.
Anyways, he was like, Dad, do you see what I have to drive in? Don't you feel sorry for me? And he was like, no, I feel sorry for the three cars that we got you that you totaled.
Like,
what the heck? That's a lot.
My parents would not give me a second one if I wrecked the first one. I can tell you that much. Anyway, they basically pull into the school parking lot and, like, all their spots keep getting taken by the cool kids.
Yeah, so this is when you're introduced to Austin Ames and his little posse. And then Shelby and her posse.
And Shelby is Austin Ames's
girlfriend. You're about to say boyfriend.
I
saw.
And she's pretty and
popular. She's pretty popular, but she's also like the villain of the story.
So you assume Austin will be mean too.
Yeah.
Which she kind of like.
Because Sam goes, I swear, they're like programmed to automatically like go like towards each other.
And here's my thing, like, Austin Ames obviously turns out fine, but, like, I feel like the fact he was putting up with Shelby being mean to people makes him not
that
great
of a person. Well, also, he also stole Sam's spot, too.
I
that was him
yeah,
driving.
True.
He was driving a, what
Mercedes.
Was it? Yeah, he literally was driving a Mercedes,
thing.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Maybe he didn't see her.
I don't know. But anyways, they get out of the car, and then Shelby's like, you snooze, you lose. And then they start, like, yelling at her.
And I literally
like, go make me a breakfast burrito diet,
I literally
girl.
Was like, people don't act like this in high school.
People don't shame people for having a job. No, that's not a thing.
Especially
we had talked about this before.
Literally, Austin had a job.
Yeah, he worked at his dad's dealership or cleaning service. Yeah.
That's why I was kind of like...
I'm like, why are you dissing her for like, working at a diner?
Wrong. People can be mean in high school, but not like that. Like, it's...
I never...
People aren't stealing parking spots and being like, ha-ha, diner girl. Like, people are more of like...
That parking lot was also really small.
I feel like it's less direct bullying and more, like, people spreading rumors and, like, just being, like, not including people is, like, what happens. Like, I'm not gonna lie and say everyone's so nice all the time in high school, but... But it's not
But
like
nobody
that.
Shames you for having a job.
No, that's
like
not...
the biggest misconception, I feel like, in all older
right.
babies.
And, like, I say that, like, and then people are like, well, they're all in a rich area, so, like, they probably don't have to have... Okay, I grew up in a pretty rich area. People still had jobs.
Yeah.
Usually not to, like, support themselves the way that Sam does in the movie, but, like, their parents just made them.
Yeah.
So I find it very hard to believe that this is not a normal thing at this...
Yeah.
At this time.
Yeah. It's a little dramatic right
also
there.
Shelby parked across like two different spots and I was
oh I know really I saw annoying. I know she's like the worst anyways
they're walking and we meet Terry who's just like
yeah
a,
you meet Terry who like
is
in his own
Sam.
World mm-hmm. Yeah her friend Carter is like he lives on another planet and Sam goes at least he's happy
yeah.
like
and
he likes being that
and
way
and that's just the Big Bang Theory guy
yeah.
so I guess he just always plays a nerd
he legit is like talking with like almost
a
like
radio.
Someone in space.
Yeah.
And he's like, Captain, can you hear me?
So silly.
But you like see that he like is obsessed with Sam. Not obsessed with her, but he really likes her.
You know what's funny too? They had so much downtime at school. And I feel
oh,
like
I know at the beginning.
Movies are always like this.
Also, they were saying the announcement before anyone was in class.
I know.
I thought that was pretty
And like the pledge and everything.
She was just like talking on the microphone. She was like, cut your shower short, guys. And then the like principal comes behind. She's like, I pledge allegiance. To the flag. But you see, like, a lot of the kids out in, like, the courtyard area. And that's when you see that Sam has a secret admirer.
An online boyfriend,
lover.
Basically. They're texting.
Yeah.
And with their little... That's where the TikTok sound.
I know, the little flip phones.
You know the TikTok sound? The laugh out loud. It's from this scene.
Well, it's so funny because, like, I used to think her phone was so cool because
it had
stars on it.
And
it had, like, those stars on it.
Yeah.
And it was blue. But, yeah, they both are, like, texting each other. And they're literally sitting right beside each other.
I know.
I mean, like, he's, like, around the corner and, like...
But they don't see each other.
Yeah, they don't got... They don't... What did I just say? They don't go by their real names.
Yeah, she goes by Princeton Girl something and he goes by Nomad.
Yeah.
Just...
Oh, she goes by Princeton Girl 818 and he goes by Nomad 609.
Okay.
Which is a reference to something.
Whoa.
That I'll talk about. It's not a movie deal.
Okay, anyway. Basically, he says something about a teacher that she can see, so she, like, knows he's in the courtyard with her.
Yeah, but, like...
But he doesn't... Everyone's on their phone.
Yeah.
Which...
So she can't figure out who it is.
I mean, I feel like at that time, people were not on their phone like that. Like, everyone at the same... Because you couldn't do anything other than text people.
Well, you know what's so funny is... Me and Michaela were talking about how, like, I feel like this may have been the movie where you see, like,
technology.
Social media kind of coming into play, but
yeah.
not social media, like...
They were, like, in a message.
It was kind of like a pre-social
it was,
media.
They were on, like, AIM, I think.
Yeah.
Like, one of
like, because it's not like they had, like, Instagram and stuff
yeah,
like
just,
that.
Yeah, you can message.
Then.
It's, like,
yeah.
a message. Because he was in... They met on, like, a Princeton group. And I bet
yeah.
it was, like, a
yeah.
Princeton AIM group.
Yeah. I think they met, like, yeah.
So... It is one of the first movies, I think.
That had, like, phones where you're actually,
yeah.
like, texting people. Not just calling
kind
people.
Of, like, kind of like You've Got Mail, how they met
online.
Online,
yeah.
I think it's one of the first
Which is
movies.
A nice little segue.
I know, we're going to do that next week. Other than You've Got Mail, mm-hmm. to really show technology at, like, the forefront of the movie.
Yeah.
Like,
for example, like, when we were in high school, The Duff came out, which I've talked about this.
Yeah.
And that one was the one where social media was, like, brought into play. Like, things spread through social media so fast.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, nothing really spreads via the internet
it's
because it's just them texting.
It.
But it's showing that, like, you can meet people mm-hmm. online.
But I did think it was, like, showing them all on their flip phones. And I was like, I feel like the whole, like, thing of everybody looking at their phone all the time wasn't really until people had, like, more capable phones. I mean, I know people were always like,
oh, I don't
teenagers
know.
Teenagers are always on their phones.
Because I had the little Samsung one that, like, had, like, the little keyboard with
that
it.
Too. And or an like, LG one.
I feel like I would text a lot to people.
That's true. But, they, I mean, they all had... And remember, this
but
was
I
like texting cost
it.
Money and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This wasn't, like, free, unlimited texting.
Exactly. So, I'm like, I feel like the little... But I know they were just showing she can't tell who it is because
yeah.
everybody's on their phone. And she doesn't even see him because he's sitting on, like, the opposite.
Yeah, they're on, like, this little bench area that's, like, a circle.
And he's sitting on the opposite side.
Yeah.
Anyway. Chad Michael Murray talks about, like, wanting to be a writer. And
yeah,
like,
they have, like, a long, like, discussion, like, all day till, like, 3 a.m.
Yes. Him and his, like,
brooding.
Brooding. Always
yeah.
trying to be a writer. Just like Lucas from
you know what's so funny? I wonder, and I'll talk about this with trivia, which I can talk about now, whatever. Anyways, so Chad Michael Murray actually sat down with, like, the writer and wanted, like, a deeper background of Austin Ames because I guess he didn't have one. So he was the one who said, like, he should, you know, have, like, the thing with his dad where his dad wanted him to go play football, but he wants to be, like, a writer, all this stuff. So I'm wondering if he took some of that from One Tree Hill.
Probably.
Because like, literally, that's literally Lucas.
Jeez.
Which One Tree Hill would talk about a lot.
They also, so while they're messaging up until, like, 2 a.m., he's like, they and they know that they go to the same high school, basically.
Also, he quotes, she's, like, quoting Tennyson. I'm like, who the freak knows that in high school?
So cringy.
Quoting Tennyson, impressive.
The whole time he was reading that poem thing, I was like, this is, I forgot I said that to me. I would literally never talk to him.
I'd be like, what are you talking about?
I guess in high school, I probably would have, like, fallen for, like, the he's so romantic. But
I would be like, what are we talking about?
Well, I wouldn't
about?
Get the reference.
I wouldn't know the reference either. I'd be like, who the freak is Tennyson? I don't even know who that is.
I mean, the only person I know is Shakespeare. I think so. But quote Romeo and Juliet. That's all I got.
Yeah. Or like, what is the other one? William Woodsworth. I feel like I
know
what
who William Woodsworth is.
Isn't he a poet? Or is that a guy in American history?
No. I don't even know.
Why'd you be like a guy in American history? I think I know one of his poems, though. Like, it's, like, the one about love.
They all love. There's a W one, but it's not that name.
Oh, no. I was right. Wordsworth is his name, not Woodsworth.
Oh. I don't even know. Anyway.
You know, I only know that because I watched a Hallmark movie.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was about him. Well, it had him in it.
You know what? I was thinking of Walt Whitman. Anyway. So, he says, let's meet in the at the Halloween dance... The costume dance at 11.
Yeah, in the middle of the dance.
And I was thinking, that's pretty late for a school dance. I feel like our school dances ended at like 10. Or 10.
In high school?
Or maybe ended at 11, but like ended at 11.
Yeah, I feel like they ended
because
at
they
11.
Didn't want people leaving around midnight. Because it was illegal to drive past midnight.
For teenagers.
So,
unless you were over 18.
It was pretty like crazy that they were going to meet at 11. And the school dance was still going to be going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would have been over. Actually, but it's fine. Whatever.
I'm telling
for
you.
For movie purposes, it's because they should be back by midnight.
Yeah, I know. They could have just made her to be back by 11. I don't know.
But it wouldn't be like Cinderella.
It's a curfew.
So anyways, she is going... Well, you do see that she meets Austin Ames at like the...
Car wash,
because Fiona
calls. Take the
jazz. Yeah. Also, there's a part where she, this is before that, before Fiona calls her and takes her, tells her to get the car wash. She's, like, hitting the ball with Carter, like, playing, like, softball.
Uh-huh.
Or baseball. I think
oh, yeah,
baseball.
And she hits a home run.
She hits a home run, and Austin literally is on the other side on the football field, and he's like, wow, a girl hit that. I'm like, how sexist are you?
I know, it's 2004.
Wow, a girl hit that. Okay, guy, like, bad
way.
Yeah, like, whatever. And that's when Austin tells his friend that he kind of wants to break up with Shelby.
Yeah.
And the friend's like, why? Did you meet someone else? And he was like, kind of. And I'm like, what kind of conversation is this? Like,
I'm also like, if you don't like Shelby, just break up
with
her.
You're kind of cheating on her, but not
cheating on
her.
And I was like,
like,
you clearly don't like her. Why are you still dating her in the first place? It's just weird.
So anyways, Sam has to go and
take
the car wash. Yeah, while she's there, her stepsisters pull up with her car.
Also, when she first pulls up, he goes, you need a wax. And she's like, excuse me? But he meant the car.
I'm in the car. Anyways, the stepsisters pull up and their cars are completely
so muddy.
So muddy, yeah. Completely trashed. And they're like, look, Austin, we need our cars washed. And he's like, okay. He, like, does not care.
Like, you see that he is, like, nice to her. Like, he's never mean to her like his girlfriend and friends are. But the fact that he just doesn't
say anything.
Which is his thing. Pretty bad.
Yeah, he doesn't say anything.
If you're dating somebody who is saying rude things and you don't stop them, that makes you almost just as bad as them.
Yeah.
But anyways.
So she goes home, and Fiona is baking, aka in the tanning bed. She lifts it up, and she's completely, like, nude.
I also, like, forgot, like, this movie moves really fast.
Yeah, it does.
Like, they go to the dance really quickly.
Because there's, like, a lot of stuff that happens after the dance. Yeah. Anyways, so that's the one where your quote comes
yes,
in.
Yes.
So she's asking to go to the dance.
She's telling Sam she has to work tonight because they're short-staffed, and Sam is like, this is my off night, like, I've never asked you for anything. I literally work 7 days a week. I make straight A's. All this
classes.
Stuff. Like, this is the one thing I'm asking you for. And she's like, too bad. And then she looks at Sam and goes, you're not very pretty and you're not very bright.
She's like, now that you're older, I can tell you this. Anyways, so pretty much she tells her that she has to work tonight. She can't go to the dance.
And it's really mean.
Yeah.
Really rude.
So Sam is working at the diner, obviously, because that's where she has to go. And the cool mean kids come in.
They don't stay for very long, and I'm like, why do you?
No, they go sit down, and one of the other workers is like, Sam, can you take that table for me? So she goes over there, and she's like, hey, what can I get for you guys?
Oh, also before they come in. And Fiona comes in for a second.
Oh,
she literally calls Rhonda Betty Crocker from the hood.
Oh, I know.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm just trying to, or Rhonda tells her, she's like, I'm just trying to figure out where I'm going to put my $5 pedicure. She's also taking money from the
tip jar?
No, from the
register.
Yes.
But I was like,
that's also where my quote comes in.
I was like, that's not
funny. Oh, yeah, because Rhonda then, like, you know, pressures her. And she's like, what are you going to do, fire me? And she was like, if I walk out the door, you'll see how many customers you have then.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm a very appealing person.
I'm a very appealing person.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was like, dang, that joke was a little...
Yeah.
A little much, but she is the villain of the movie, so...
Yeah.
Not that surprising.
Oh, yeah, she was like, if I had a circus, I would have you cleaning the elephant's butt with a wet one. The wet one, you know, like the small wipes.
No.
I know.
Anyway, so Sam has to go take the order of the cool kids, and they're like, they're just trying to be difficult.
Yeah, she's like, what do you have that's no carbs, no sugar, and no fat? And she's like, water. And they're like, oh.
And they're like, the Norwegian
one. Oh, yeah, she's like, okay, I'll have a vase. And she's like, I'm sorry. And she's like, it's water from Norway. Like, what the heck? Who orders that at a diner? Like
they're just trying to give her a hard time.
Yeah.
And then one of Shelby's friends, I think Madison or whatever, she's like, I already ate today. And one of the guys says,
oh, yeah.
Laxatives don't count as a meal, Madison.
I know.
Like, oh, my gosh. This is, like, dark. Like, I did not understand that joke when I was a kid.
No, me either.
I don't think I knew what a laxative was.
Yeah. Anyway, so she, like, is going to put an order in. And Austin's like, Shelby, we need to talk. And she's like, anything you can say in front of my peeps.
And he breaks up with her.
Yeah.
Or tries to. Which, okay, I'm like, why are you waiting until right before the dance?
I know.
And, like, if you never liked her, why did you, like, break up with her last week? Like, as soon as you started falling for this Princeton girl. Remember earlier he was like, you could be not a girl. You are a girl, right?
Like, oh, yeah, he's like, if you're a boy, you're not a guy, right? Because if you're a guy, I'm going to kick your butt. And she goes, I am not a guy. That's when they were texting each other.
Yeah. So dramatic.
You are a girl, right?
You know,
if you are, I'm going to kick your butt.
You know what's funny? It's so cringy, but that really, I feel like, is how high schoolers kind of work. It's very realistic. But watching as an adult, I'm like, oh, my God. Ugh, I would have talked like that.
Anyway, Shelby's like, are you in love with someone else? And he literally goes, I think so. Like, you haven't even met her.
And she's like, I'm going to forget this little blip in our relationship.
We're going to go get ready, and I'll meet you at the dance. I'm like, okay.
But basically...
they leave.
Yeah, Carter comes in and is like, Sam, like, what are you doing? We got to go to the dance. And Rhonda...
also, can we just point out, sorry, before Carter, Austin Ames is getting up to walk out, and Sam is coming by, and literally they make eye contact because he's about to give her money, and she's like, oh, don't worry about it.
I would have taken his money.
And then he's like, okay, and then he puts it back and leaves.
Yeah.
I'm like, you just saw her. I mean, like, what? Okay, anyways.
Okay, I will say, like, after wearing masks for 2 years, and, like, when you see a coworker.
Mask over your mouth, Shannon, not your eyes. Yeah, she has true. The same haircut. What person have that haircut?
That's fair.
It's straight blonde hair. It's not like it's like...
people look more different than you would think with masks on, but I still think he's seen her so much.
I guess her hair was curly too. Yeah. So maybe like that kind of threw him off. Because in every single other episode, every single other scene, it's straight. Straight.
Like pulled back.
Or she's had a hat on.
Anyway. So Rhonda basically finds out about the whole situation. She's like, we'll worry about Fiona.
Yeah.
Just come back by midnight. And then they go to this, like, costume shop. There's no costumes. Rhonda sees, like, a masquerade-type mask. And then...
she's like, I think I have the perfect dress for this.
And they go... basically, it was going to be her wedding dress or something. I was also like, Rhonda must make really good tips. Because she owns a house. In yeah. a waitress salary. Like,
she's a manager, I guess, though.
Well, she becomes manager later, I think, doesn't she?
Oh, maybe she was already the manager. Like a manager. Yeah, I think she's already the
still
manager.
Still, though. You couldn't do that today, probably.
I think that was already her role before the dad died.
Probably. Anyway, I was also thinking it would be really nice if my... like, I think a costume dance would have been so fun.
I know.
Go in a costume.
We didn't have
our dances
parties at my high school, though. We had one pep rally.
Oh, really? And pep rallies... like, constantly, no. Every home game.
We had one pep. I think the whole time I was there, I swear maybe we had
not,
one pep.
Maybe probably. Not every home game. We had them like a few times a semester. And yeah. They were really fun. But like for home, I guess this is their homecoming dance.
I don't know.
Or something, which.
Maybe, just, but.
I think it's their homecoming dance because the game is their homecoming game.
But it's not the same day.
No, I think it's like the next. I don't know.
It's the next week.
I guess they just scheduled the dance in the...
anyway, it's just a Halloween dance. Whatever. It might be the homecoming dance. They pick... I guess it is because they pick... well, no, they pick winners for costume party, not the homecoming queen and king.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Not, I don't
maybe
know.
It's like a combo homecoming.
Yeah, whatever.
Thing. I don't know.
Anyways.
Either way, so they get to the dance. She's like wearing a cloak, so you can't see her.
Yeah, and Carter, she's like, I have to be gone by 12. So he takes her phone, puts an alarm.
So again... I just thought of this. She literally could have just texted Nomad and been like, hey, can we meet a little earlier because I have to leave by this time? And he probably would have been like, okay.
I will say yes, she could have done that, but she probably didn't have time to get ready.
That's true.
Because she was at the diner until they like, you know. And then she had to go find a costume while everyone else is getting ready.
Yeah,
I think it was just kind of time management wise.
So, or, but she didn't even communicate that. She could have been like, I know that we were supposed to meet at this dance and it would have been great, but my stepmom is being crazy. Like, can we meet?
Also, I feel like that took longer than an hour.
Oh, I know.
For them to meet, to dance, to talk, like,
it's crazy.
To get back to the diner. Like, it was not.
It took a long time.
Yeah. Anyways, she, like, gets to the dance. She's, like, at the top of the stairs. And Shelby has, like, a little quote she says. She's, like, love the dress. Hate her.
Which is, I think is actually really funny.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Yeah. But anyways, but Austin was supposed to come as a Three Musketeer, but his costume got lost. So he ends up looking like he's, like, a prince.
Prince Charming.
Yeah.
And Carter turns around and is, like, what's everyone looking at? And then he sees, and I'm, like, how did she get up the stairs? And now it's coming back down for him to, like, not know what... you know what I mean? They were right next to each other.
Yeah, I think he just walked ahead of her because he was like, come on, Sam. And then she was like, yeah, she was just like at the top of the stairs, like getting ready to go. And then that's when everyone kind of turned and looked at her.
Anyway.
So she goes down, gets to the center of the dance floor.
Basically, everyone's like, who is that? Like, somebody would, her stepsisters didn't even
recognize her.
Terry's a real one.
Yeah. Terry.
Her stepsisters who literally see her every day. Yeah. But they're also really dumb.
Yeah,
they're also dressed as Siamese cats.
Yeah, she was like, I told you Siamese twins, not... Or Siamese cats, not twins. Yeah.
They're both.
So anyways, she's in the middle of the dance floor and Terry comes up and he starts doing some weird moves around her.
And she says, Terry, are you Nomad?
And he's like, indeed, I am. But like, I don't know what he's talking about.
I guess he's just like saying, I'm a nomadic person. And yeah. She's like, I knew it was good, too good to be true. And I'm like, girl, you know me.
And then Austin Ames is behind her and he's like, Princeton girl? And yes. Then she's like, she turns around and she's like, Austin Ames, you're a Nomad?
And he is like, yup.
Oh, also Terry tells her, he's like, I'm gonna go get some libation for the ladies. And I remember being like, what the heck is libation?
Meanwhile...
Oh, but this is the part where I was telling you that Terry knows her, and he's like, Austin Ames with my lady. Devastating blow. And then he says, worthy opponent. Like, he's about to fight him. But I don't understand why Austin didn't just ask Terry who she was. Because Austin was like, Mr. Anderson.
So, yeah, I don't know. That is kind of weird.
So, obviously, Austin knows who Terry is, and Terry knows who Sam is.
Maybe why? Terry... Maybe he did ask Terry, but Terry didn't tell him.
Maybe.
Because I could see Terry being like, haha.
Yeah. I could see that too.
Meanwhile, this is going down. David.
But also, her flyer's all over school. So Terry knew who it was.
That's what I'm saying. Terry probably just didn't want to tell Austin.
Okay, okay.
Meanwhile, while this is going on, David, who's supposed to be one of Austin's friends, is trying to hit on Shelby. And he's being really aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually forcing
to the point
himself.
Where it's like sexual assault.
And she's like, get off of me. And then Carter, who's had a crush on Shelby this whole time, comes up and, like, fights him off and wins. And then him and Shelby start, like, making out.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
So she doesn't realize he's, like, a nerd. But I'm like, you can see that he's not, like, a jock. Like.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, apparently he's a really good kisser.
Yeah. Austin and Sam go out to, like, the garden area. And he, like, asks her, like...
All these questions.
Yeah, it's, like, 20 questions. And then he asks her if she was, like, disappointed that he was, Nomad.
And she said, surprisingly,
like,
no.
And then he asks her if she voted for him for class president. And she says yes.
Surprisingly, yes. He asks, like, would you rather have a rice cake or a Big Mac? And she said, Big Mac? But, like, why does that matter?
Yeah.
It's like, I narrowed out 50% of the girls at this school.
Yeah, and then they have, like, a little moment where he's like, but I've seen that, what does he say, I've seen that smile or those eyes before.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, you did, like, 2 or 3 hours
he's
ago.
He's like, how have I seen those eyes and not noticed them? And she's like, I guess you only see what you're looking for. I don't know what she says.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, it's not that great if you want.
If he can't recognize you, it's not that great.
Maybe he has bad eyesight.
Anyways, they start dancing.
I also wrote that the
iconic
dance
moment.
The dance setup makes no sense. There's this, like, whole outdoor area with, like, chairs and, like, a band, but no one else is out there other than
maybe they're getting ready for a wedding tomorrow.
Maybe. I guess. I thought the dance was in their gym, but I guess it was at, like, a venue.
Oh, yeah. It's not in their gym.
Yeah, you're right. Now that
there was, like, a staircase.
I guess I just always pictured
like,
it
a grand staircase. Yeah, it was not in the gym. It looked like it was, like, at a hotel ballroom or something. Anyways, so... They start dancing to the iconic song.
I literally wrote this song. I'll be your nuts. I was like, this is very 2004.
Yeah, it is.
And anyways, her phone ends up going off, and she's like, I have to go. So she doesn't tell him who she is, but she doesn't want to tell him who she is.
Oh, yeah, he's about to take off her mask, and then her phone rings. And then she's like, I gotta go. And she just runs out. And I'm like, why didn't you just chase after her? He, like, stands there for a second. And then he's like, wait a second. And then he runs after her.
And he's, like, trying to catch her in the crowd. But she's, like, trying to get Carter to stop making out.
And they won the Halloween costume. And so he's, like, being, like, hauled up on stage.
Yeah. But
and
he's,
he
like,
sees her leaving.
Her.
And he sees her drop her phone.
And, yes. So he goes and grabs the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm... Like, I feel like somewhere in there would be her information. Oh, he said it has a password. That's right.
Yeah, it's locked. So, she ends up, like...
But you know what? He says she keeps... That she keeps getting texts
saying,
I need you.
Yeah.
and something
come
something.
Come something, yeah.
But certainly the name would have been Fiona, like in her contacts, and I feel like he could then piece
maybe
together.
It was like Step Monster or something. Oh. It could be something bad.
Maybe she didn't even save the number.
Yeah, it could be like something like, you know.
Because I was kind of like, if it said Fiona, like, that'd be really obvious.
But you would also think that Carter would, like, call her phone to try and find it.
That's what I said. She's acting like she doesn't even know her phone's missing. But based on how often she talks to him, I feel like she would immediately notice.
Yeah.
Either way.
She doesn't ever get her phone back, now that I'm thinking about it. He never gives it back to her.
I guess eventually she gets it. Maybe she bought a new phone. I don't know.
Oh, no, at the end, it shows, like, him putting it on her foot and her being like, give it to me.
Whatever.
Anyways. So
her and Carter start to leave.
Yeah, and they see Fiona.
Fiona and the two stepdaughters
yeah.
are right there. Or the two stepsisters are right there.
Yeah, and they see Sam. So anyways, it's like a race to get
also
back to the
diner. Well, Fiona's like, I'm very disappointed in you girls for not winning the costume contest. And she's like, I know my face doesn't show it, but I just got Botox, so I can't show emotion for an hour and a half or something like that. But the girls are like, Mom, I swear, like, I see her.
Yeah, see Sam.
And she looks over, and she's like, I don't see
it's
anything.
It's just Carter.
It's just Carter. And Carter's driving really slow to protect his dad's really nice car. And
she's
literally,
like, I need, like, Fast and Furious, not driving this one baby.
One of the twins reaches over and hits the gas pedal with Fiona.
Oh, I know.
And she says, I can't move my foot, it's stuck. And
it's
I'm
stuck
like,
on
oh.
Fiona's shoe.
Oh.
She had, like, jewels, I think, on her heel.
I feel like
heel.
Fiona could have lifted her.
She could have. She's not very smart, though.
No, you're not very pretty. You're
not very smart.
So they're, like, speeding through the road, like, yeah. freaking out. And I'm like, y'all are all dumb.
Yeah. So eventually, Carter gets there, and then
Fiona has already walked in.
Yeah.
And all stalling.
Yeah. Yeah. Rhonda goes, where'd you get your breasts done? I'm thinking about getting it done.
She's like, San Diego. And then she's like, where is Sam? Like, the one guy is talking to her with, like, a fish. The other lady is like, I
there's
think the floors look much.
Yeah.
And they're like, the floor looks much better since we started using Mr. Clean. And then Sam pops up and is like, order up. In the back.
Yeah. And she still has her dress on, but she has a robe.
So,
what is it called? A shirt on over
shirt on
it, and
apron.
Then she has an apron. Not a robe.
So, they get away with it. Yeah. But as poor Carter is running back out of the parking lot, Fiona is, like, not very good driver, obviously. And is, like, yelling at the girls. But, like, he swerves to get out of her way, and then he hits the sign.
And it's fine. Nothing's, like,
yeah.
really, like, wrong with it.
And
but
the sign.
Then the sign falls on his car.
Obviously breaking his dad's really nice car, which
like
wasn't really his fault, really. I mean, he did hit the pole, but Fiona also like got in his way. But also, he could sue Fiona because that means that sign was
not
secure.
Yeah.
And then I was like, how does she not realize her phone is missing? That's what I kept thinking about. I was like, they show her on her phone constantly. Like,
yeah.
Maybe because she's like...
I guess she did. It just like...
Because she kind of was like, I never want to talk to him again. Like, she was kind of telling Carter, like...
Yeah.
I'm not going to ever tell him who I am. He wouldn't like me.
Yeah.
I'm just
and then
never talk to him again.
Yeah. If she tells Carter, she's like, fine. When you tell Shelby it was you, I'll tell Austin it was me. So then Carter
yeah, this
goes...
Yeah, is at school the next
yeah,
day.
Yeah, they're at, like, the pool.
Also... Austin looks right at her in school.
Oh, I know. And she runs into a locker.
And I was like, surely.
You said her eyes are so pretty.
It's just, it baffled. I guess he's just not thinking it's her.
Also, the picture is right there in front of him. And then it's Sam. It's like the same person. I don't know. You know what, though? Guys are kind of dumb. And I feel like they can't really tell a difference in names.
You know what? Yeah. If I ask Sam what color my eyes are right now. It's a mixed bag what answer we would get.
You should just do it. See what he says.
I did that the other day, and so I think he remembers
right
now. But for a while, I would randomly do it. And he'd be like, green? And I'd be like, no. And they're blue. And he'd be like, are you sure?
What do you mean, are you sure?
They are blue. I promise.
Dead.
Yeah.
Anyways, so...
And...
What?
Sam is really convinced that I'm, like, a brunette. And I'm like, Sam, I have blonde hair.
Yeah. Then you're, like,
it's
like
a dark blonde.
We have very similar hair color. It's like a... it's like it is like a dirty blonde. It is a little like light brown, but you have blonde in it.
Right. And in the summer it turns lighter.
Yeah.
And even literally my professional hairstylist,
yeah,
when I was getting highlights, she was like, "Oh, this will be easy since you already have blonde hair." Literally she said that. And I told that to Sam, he was like, "You have brown hair." I was like, I promise you, it is a dark blonde. And
yeah, it's like a blondish brown color. But right. You do have blonde in it. Right. Because we have the same hair color.
And I'm not going to I'm not going to deny it in the winter, especially if it does look dark.
Yeah, mine does too.
But it is, you can tell when the light, you can tell it's blonde. Like there's a difference, I don't know, somehow there's like a difference between light brown and dark blonde.
Yeah.
You can tell, especially because I had like super blonde hair as like a child. Me too. And it's gotten darker.
Not that, it wasn't that
blonde. Anyway, but the point is boys are very dumb and clueless.
Yeah, moral of the story.
When it comes to those types of things, yeah. I feel like. But hey, you know what though? But again, like I do have more empathy now because I will say, and I know it's covering the mouth, but seeing someone without their mask for the first time, I am a little like, who is that?
Like someone legit told me at work, they're like, "Oh my god, you have straight teeth." I was like, "Did I look like I was gonna have crooked teeth?" I was like kind of offended. I was like,
that's such a weird thing to say. Well, every time
she was like, "Your parents paid a lot for your braces." Which I told her I had braces. I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh.
That's really rude, actually.
If you know the person, you'd be like,
whatever. Well, you know what, though? I've taken, because I started working post-COVID at my job. And so whenever I've taken my mask off for the first time around somebody, like in the break room, they'll be like, "Oh, you look so different than I expected." And I'm like, what did you think I was going to look like? And I've noticed that, too, where, like, I saw someone had taken their mask off to get a drink. And at first, I was like, who is that? And I was like, oh, my God.
I, when we were COVID, we had to wear the scrub caps, and one day I just had one on, but I had my hair braided, so it came, out of it, and someone legit told me, "Oh my god, you have hair." I didn't just wear this for nothing. I was like, "Yeah, I do." She was like, "It's long, too." So, I was like, yeah.
I do get it to an extent. It just feels like if he's looking so hard, like, he would recognize her at some point. Like, maybe not passing in the hallway, but I just...
No, I completely agree. I think, I mean, this one's a little bit better than the real Cinderella. The real Cinderella, she wasn't even wearing a mask, and he didn't recognize her, which is crazy. Was it,
she wasn't wearing a mask in her home? Are you sure?
In the cartoon?
Wait.
She just had her hair up.
I swear. Hold on.
She was not wearing a mask.
I know that I do this a lot where I gaslight you.
I know. I'm feeling like Leah, guys. Shannon constantly gaslights me about this stuff. I just told you Cinderella was my favorite princess.
I'm about to pull up a YouTube video.
Of
Cinderella at the ball.
She doesn't have a mask on. I told you.
She does not have a mask on.
I...
You are...
Even in the new remake Cinderella that has Rob from Game of Thrones in it, she doesn't have a mask on either.
So, you know what? Okay, but to be fair, in the old Cinderella, he didn't see her again after the dance. Because...
In that one? The cartoon?
Yeah, until the shoe, which I guess he should have recognized her as soon as he saw her. But
yeah, no.
But he didn't...
He did. Like, Austin, he didn't see her before.
Right. Austin sees her multiple times after and does not realize it's her.
Yeah.
Anyways,
more of the story is he should have known who she was, or at least known how to like pick her out in school. It's ridiculous.
And he doesn't message her. Like, she has access on her computer.
Maybe he does, because remember, there's a part
where she's all like
where she's online and she's trying to figure out if she wants to write back to him, and the sisters come in and ask her to do.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we can just talk. I mean, that's pretty much the next scene.
Besides.
Carter telling Shelby and her dissing him.
I wrote Shelby. Oh, well, Carter tells Shelby. She's raving to her friends about how good of a kiss.
Such soft lips.
And then she realizes that it's Carter.
Yeah.
And she's like, I drank a lot of NyQuil that night. So I just was totally out of my mind. Like, never talked to me again. And he's, of course, very sad.
Yeah.
But basically, Sam's end of the deal is to, tell... Nick Austin after that.
Yeah, and she doesn't want to, because she's like, what if he's like not,
yeah,
like,
also
what
his
if I'm
friends,
not what he expected,
his friends get like a bunch of girls to line up,
yeah,
and they're like, I'm Cinderella, and it's like obvious, like none of them were,
yeah, none of them have blonde hair.
One girl did.
Oh, really?
She had a deep voice.
And it was long.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So, and the teacher walks up and is like, David, you are a bad boy and that is a terrible shirt. And she's like breaking up. I was like, all right.
Then the next scene I have is, or in my head that I have, is the one where she's like at the computer trying to figure out. Yeah. So she's trying to figure out if she wants to, like, because he's like, can you just tell me who you are, Princeton girl?
He's basically like, did it freak you out that, like, I was Austin Ames? Like,
yeah.
He used his full name.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's and then Austin she's Ames. Like about to say, like, yeah, my name is Sam. And then the sister comes in and tells her to do her
book report.
And then Fiona's calling, so she gets up and she, like...
Which I'm like, Sam is smart enough.
Yeah, Sam's like, don't touch anything. Well, she says, don't touch anything. And so she's just sitting, the sister's sitting on the bed. And she sees that Sam's messages with Austin and that she's Cinderella.
And so she's, of course, very jealous.
Yeah. And then the other sister's at the...
like, spying. Yeah. And realizes it, too. And...
So they go to Austin at his dad's car wash place. And they're like, I'm the one you've been
looking
for. And
I'm like, what is your plan? Because you look nothing like Sam. Like, you would obviously know.
They literally both show up at the same time. They're like, they're quoting the messages that Sam had sent him. And so, anyways, he's like, I can, like, they're fighting over him pretty much. And he's like, I can, like, fix this fight. Like, what? She left something at the dance. What did she leave? And one of them's like, oh, that's easy. A purse or something. And another one's like, no, a fish.
So, and, like, he knows the whole time it's not them.
Yeah, he's like, okay, and walks away.
I'm sure he saw them in their Siamese cat outfit anyway.
He's getting really frustrated at this point that he can't figure out who it is. Mm-hmm. And he does go to the diner, and they have a little intimate moment at the diner. Yes, him in real life, Sam. And,
like, her voice. Like, you can't even recognize her voice.
I know. And she was about to tell him then, too, but Fiona came in.
Which, again, Fiona comes in, she's like, no! And I'm like, right before you run back, just be like, by the way, I'm Cinderella, and then, like, run away.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, also, the stepsisters, like, go through the car wash on top of a car, and you definitely die.
And, yeah, there's, like, a little girl that goes, Dad, isn't that our car?
I was a little confused, because I was like, don't you just sit in your car? During a car wash?
No, not if it's like there's a cactus car wash that's like a thing where you give them your car and they take it through.
Anyway.
Because they'll detail it after and everything.
Yeah.
But. Anyway, so the next scene is...
Oh, this makes me cringe.
Well, it's when the stepsisters are telling Shelby about Sam.
Yes, and they come up with a plan. Basically.
So they print out all of her emails that her and Nomad, Austin Ames, have sent to each other.
The stepsisters go to the announcement girl, and they're like, Austin wanted you to read this message. And the girl's like, Cinderella, after the pep rally or whatever. Like,
come to the pep rally.
And meet me after. Blah, yeah. Blah. And so she's like, I'm going to go and tell him. Yeah. Which,
but they tell the stepsisters, tell Shelby, they're like, she's crazy. She threatened to kill us. I'm like, what the heck?
I'm also like, Sam, you're a smart girl. You know if that's going to be on the announcements, other people are going to show up.
Yeah.
Not to be dramatic. And, like, I know she knows people don't know it's her, or she thinks that. But I'm still like, do you really want the whole school to see the big reveal? Like,
I don't think she thought that.
I just feel like
it was going to be, like, revealed in front of everyone.
No, I don't think that, but I'm thinking everybody at school heard this, and everybody at school has been wondering who Cinderella is. People are going to be watching to see who meets Austin Ames.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is, like, one of the worst forms of bullying.
It makes me really sad.
So, they're having the pep rally for the big game. That's the next day. Or, I don't think it's the next day, actually, because there's, like, a scene where she's, like, they're still at school. Anyways. They're having a big pep rally for the game Friday. And the cheerleaders have put a skit together for everyone. And essentially, it's the story of Austin and Sam.
And the whole
thing. But, like, worse. Like, making
fun of them. Yes. And, first of all, I'm like, why is Austin's dad at this pep rally?
Because he's obsessed with his football career.
And Austin's dad is like, is this true? You want to go to Princeton, not USC?
No. He doesn't say that. He said, what is this story about? And Austin's like, I don't know.
It's but nothing. Then he, because, like, one of the lines is, I think, Austin talking about,
instead,
like,
of, you don't want to go to USC football, but want to do something else. Anyways, so the dad's kind of like, you know, what is the story about? Yeah.
And I'm like, there are teachers here. I feel like they would easily see that this is bullying.
Yeah.
And, like, stop it. But I guess these teachers suck.
Yeah, I feel like she would get kind of, like, in trouble for that at the end.
So, basically, at the it's, like, very embarrassing. Austin is kind of like, what's going on? Yeah. How do I get these emails?
Yeah, because they pretty much, like, they have the whole reenactment. And then they go, but she's no royalty at all. She's a freak, a loser, a diner girl. Yeah, and then they have, like, the girl falling into, like, a pie.
Yeah. And
She's like, who is this pretender, you may ask?
Sam Montgomery or whatever.
Yeah.
And
diner girl, Sam Montgomery.
So she, like, runs away. Carter's a good friend.
Yeah, she's, like, Austin turns around and looks at her. Doesn't say anything. Doesn't do anything.
He's scared.
Nothing. And she's sitting there crying because they just full out made fun of her and spread all of her emails said that she'd never been kissed before.
Yeah, like, because one of her things she said was like, I've never had a real kiss or something.
Yeah. So anyways, they like pretty much humiliated her. She runs away. Yeah.
And I'm like, Austin is a baby because I know he doesn't get up because he's scared of like Richard, like his dad's there. And, like, yeah. That's a weird thing. And like, I just think he doesn't really.
But like, know how what are you gonna try? Like, say you wanted to meet this girl, and then like, when she gets embarrassed and like outed, and like, and they make like, I don't know, because they're just bullying her. You don't do anything.
Because now to her, it looks like once he found out it was her, he's not interested anymore.
Well, yeah.
Which isn't true, but it's like the way he acts.
Yeah.
Shows that. So
anyways, like, the next scenes are, like, her just kind of sad.
Yeah, and she's, like walking crying. Through school. And this is when Fiona tells her she didn't get into Princeton, even though Fiona did get an acceptance letter.
She hid it. And rewrote it.
And rewrote it.
So it's like a montage of her just, like, walking in school, and Shelby being, like, people like her don't belong with people like
us. And I'm just like, Austin, reach out to her. Like,
yeah, Austin's kind of, like, the worst, honestly.
Lucas. Anyway. Very similar. Plays the worst characters.
Yeah, very similar to Lucas. So, anyways.
She's at the diner.
Yeah, she's kind of, like, just getting, like, a little fed up with everything. And Rhonda's kind of like, Sam, what are you doing? Like, this isn't what your dad wanted. Like, you need to rethink everything.
And then the twins come in and, like, slam the door. Mm-hmm. And basically, like, wallpaper peels off. And it reveals the quote that her dad had on the wall that was, don't let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the game. And it kind of like clicks in her mind that like she's been so scared like of everything that she's like kind of ruined her own life in a way. So Rhonda, or so she basically, Fiona starts yelling at her and she's like, you know what? No. She's like, I'm gonna
She's like, I need you to clean the pool tonight. I need you to like fix that, or that's coming out of your paycheck, the like guitar falling off the wall. And then she's like, yeah, she just kind of like goes off on Fiona.
And so
she's like, you can mess with your hair, so Fiona's, you can mess like, with your face, but you're through messing with me.
And Fiona's like, well, where are you gonna live? And Rhonda's like, with me. And I'm like, Rhonda, why didn't you adopt her a long time
ago? I was thinking the same thing. Why didn't she like say that she can come stay with her earlier?
Because Rhonda is like, I quit, and everyone else quit, and all the customers
leave. Rhonda is pretty much like,
she's like, I only stayed
because
for
of Sam. Yeah, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Anyways,
well, I guess it's legally complicated.
Yeah.
Either.
So they all walk out, and she ends up going to Rhonda's house finally.
And I'm like, so then she goes back.
She's
to the
feeling
school.
Very empowered now.
And she goes back to the school for some reason.
She goes to the school literally just to tell.
Oh, just
to tell Austin off.
So she, well, you know what's funny too is I noticed the football game. There was no one in the visitor section. It was just really funny. But anyway, she goes into the locker room, and everyone's like, "Ooh, a girl in the locker room."
Yeah.
And this is when we get the iconic quote. She's basically like, Austin, like,
she tells him that he's a coward.
She's like, I know that the person I was talking to was in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna wait. She says, waiting for you is like waiting for rain in this drought. Useless and disappointing.
Best quote ever, yeah.
And she's basically like, look, I do love you. Like, I care about you.
Yeah.
And I know you're a good person deep down, but, like, you've got to figure out. You've got to
what you want, yeah.
And not for these other people.
Because, I mean, to be fair, she, like, told him, she was like, I was never pretending to be anyone but myself.
Yeah.
She was like, you're the one who, you know, is lying to everyone.
So she walks out, and Carter is like, I was good for you, game. Yeah. Actually, he's like, I was gonna go to the game, but I totally get if you don't. Like, he's a real MVP. I love Carter. And she's like, you know what? Like, I'll go to the game.
Yeah.
And
so they're at the game now. And Shelby's, like, down there. She's, like, the cheerleader. She's like, Austin and I are thinking about getting back together. I'm like, in whose head? Yours?
You're right.
Because also, like, why would he get back with her when she dissed him, too? She literally outed all of her, plans about.
I think after the pep rally, it shows her trying to like go up to him, and he just like walks past her. Because
even in the hall when he talks to her, she's like, people like her don't belong with people like us.
Yes, and she
just walks away. He like doesn't say anything.
You revealed his like secrets.
Yeah, I'm like, why would he want to get with you?
Anyway, so basically. They're, like, you know, playing football. They're down by one touchdown. He keeps, like, looking at the crowd at her. And everyone starts chanting his name. And she's like, you know what, Carter? Like, I need to go. And he's like, I'll tell you how it ends.
Yeah. So he sees her getting up to leave. And he's like, I don't want to do this anymore.
And his dad's on the sideline because he's over-involved. And
so he runs off, gives his helmet to, like,
the backup quarterback.
The backup quarterback, yeah. And he's like, it's your game now. Like, you go and do it.
The dad's like, what are you doing? You're giving away your dream. Like, I guess the USC, like, scout was there.
No, dad. I'm giving away your dream. The classic
teen movie line. I'm giving up your dream.
Yeah. So he runs up in the stands.
And gets Sam before she leaves.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like, I'm sorry. Like, I was an idiot.
Yeah.
And
they kiss. And as they're kissing,
it starts to rain. And I was like, literally the perfect first kiss. Also, if they were zooming out, I realized, like, they really went full tongue.
They were
like,
I could
see
out.
His tongue, like, in his mouth. Like, dang.
What a great kiss. If you're Hillary Duff from Chad Michael Murray.
And then
and she had a crush on him.
Like. And then they score the touchdown.
And they win
the game. And Carter's like, oh, high school.
You gotta love high school.
And
so it ends up being that Sam is packing up her room, finds her dad's living will that Fiona did sign.
So she picks up her fairy tale book that her dad had told her to not
forget. That said that has important stuff and information.
And the will falls out. So this is where I'm like, that seems like the dad knew Fiona was shady and knew he was going to die. Almost.
Something.
Maybe Fiona killed him.
Maybe.
So I'm like, okay, also.
Yeah, because she got his house and everything.
Also, sir, it seems very unresponsible of you to keep your will and your child's fairy tale book. And I was like,
guess she trusts him.
I was like, she literally didn't open the book again until she was in high. Maybe she was like too sad, like it brought back too many bad memories, but I was still kind of like, I feel like you would have opened the book by then, right?
I don't know. Maybe she didn't.
Maybe it was
too well, she fun. Says the only fairy, well, no, she does say the only fairy tales that she had to read about them. I don't know. Anyway. She ends up finding the living will, and it says that everything belongs to her. The cars, the house, the diner, all is hers. And then, also, she ends up discovering that Fiona faked the rejection Princeton letter. And she actually got in.
The twins find it in the trash.
Yeah.
And
which I'm like, that would be gone by then. No?
I guess not. I guess it all happened so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So basically,
Rhonda ends up becoming manager of the diner.
Co-partners.
Yeah, with her.
Sam.
And then
Carter gets an acting job, finally, on a commercial, and he starts dating the announcement girl.
Yes.
Shelby tries to, like, flirt with him, and he is like, no, thank you.
Well, in the beginning of the story, too, when Sam picks him up, and he's like, walking to her car, he's simply saying,
I'm a method actor.
Well, he goes, anything is possible if you just believe. Anything is possible. And then the commercial is for, like, Believe, this, like, acne cream.
Oh,
he goes, Believe, anything is possible.
And Sam is kind of like, so, yeah, like, and we're going to, like, happily ever after. Well, maybe.
I am a freshman. And I remember when I thought about that, I was like, I don't get it. Yeah, and it's just him, like, driving off.
And his dad. And his dad
valley.
Finally accepts that he's
going to Princeton.
Which I'm like, does Princeton have a football team? Couldn't he play there? I don't know.
I don't
know if they have a football team or not.
I don't either.
So that's kind of how it ends.
And that's the end of the greatest version of Cinderella story.
Do you have any facts for us today?
Anyways, trivia time. So, one thing I didn't actually ever know is that Rupert Grant got the role of Austin Ames.
Cannot picture.
I can't either. And he's actually a year younger than Hilary Duff, so kind of would have made a little bit more sense. But honestly, he doesn't
at that time, this is when he did Prisoner of Azkaban, which, if you're a Harry Potter person...
He looks younger.
Maybe he looks young in that movie.
But they could have made him look younger in that movie, like, on purpose. You know what I mean?
He just doesn't look like he's, like, a senior about ready to graduate.
No.
And he doesn't look like a jock to me.
So, right. I think they could have cast someone younger than Chad Michael Murray, but I do think they cast him because he was, like, the it guy at the time.
Yeah, probably.
But I'm sure...
Well, it's funny because the writer, I think, had said that they were glad that Hilary Duff got onto this movie because it didn't really take, like, it didn't really get, like, a bunch of bids until she got on it.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, so Sam's screen name has the ending with 818, and that's the area code for, like, San Fernando Valley.
Oh, interesting.
And then his is Nomad 609, which is the area code for Princeton.
Oh.
Which is just a little weird fact. Each of the characters had... Oh, sorry. I just, like, at the table. Each of the characters had, like, a specific color scheme. Like, Austin and Sam's was blue. Fiona's was pink. Bree, Anna's was green. And Gabriella was red. And it's supposed to represent the 1950s Disney Cinderella.
Very interesting.
Which makes sense because they have, like, each color they
that
wear.
That kind of, like, explains why she wears the Dodgers hat all the time. It's blue. Not, she's not an Angels fan.
Excuse me.
She could have been. Anyway.
Anyways, who is it? The girl that plays Shelby. I can't remember her name. Something good. What is it? Gonzala. She played the mean girl in Freaky Friday, which is ironic.
Oh, she's
Chad
always
Michael
the
Murray
girl.
Played the love interest in Freaky Friday.
Lots of crossovers.
And evidently, there was some drama between everyone.
Yeah, the Lindsay Lohan.
Between Lindsay Lohan and Hilary Duff, because something related with, like, some triangle with Aaron Carter, which I didn't know either one of them dated Aaron Carter.
I knew Hilary Duff did. I didn't know Lindsay Lohan did.
Anyway, supposedly, rumor has it that Lindsay Lohan was mad that Chad Michael Murray was doing a movie with Hilary Duff because of this. And she, like, spread rumors about Hilary Duff to Chad Michael Murray. And supposedly Hilary Duff had Lindsay Lohan banned from the premiere of A Cinderella Story.
That's so funny.
Now, I don't know how much any of this is true. It could just be a big fake story. But
to, like, build up
like a publicity
drama.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought that was kind of funny, though. So Kevin Kilner, who plays the dad in the movie to Chad or to Austin... Chad Michael Murray and him were both in Wintry Hill. Ironically, he plays the dad of Peyton,
who is
Chad's love interest.
Was he the dad in season 1 and 2 or the dad later?
The dad later on. So ironically, he plays the dad to Chad and he plays the dad to Hilary Burton, who plays Peyton in Wintry Hill, which I thought was
That's
pretty interesting.
But he hadn't been cast yet in Wintry Hill, had he? Since he was the later one? Or maybe he had just gotten cast?
No, he hadn't been casted yet.
Maybe Chad...
Well, actually, he might have just been... Because we...
Maybe Chad...
came out in 2003.
But he was the season 3 guy.
You're right.
Maybe Chad recommended him for the role since they knew each other.
Maybe. So most of Sam's attic bedroom and the interior of the diner was actually a set that was made on Warner Brothers studio, which I thought that was interesting. And then, last thing, as I already kind of talked about it, just how Chad Michael Murray kind of was the one who brought in the idea of him being, like, in conflict with his dad, wanting him to go to, you know, football. And then
without that, like...
Yeah, like, I guess he didn't really... Austin Ames technically didn't have a background, so Chad, like, we're friends. Chad, kind of brought the idea of that in, which yeah. I was, you know... I feel like it could be really to Wintry Hill because that's kind of similar to Lucas. He was basketball and then also wanted to be a writer.
Yeah, true. And, like, Nathan was the one in Wintry Hill whose dad was, like, pressuring him.
Yeah, to do stuff.
Do something that he didn't really want to do.
Anyways, that's all the trivia I got for you guys.
So, I have some critical... Okay, so Rotten Tomatoes, it only got 12%.
Really?
In Meta.
This is one of the best...
I think just, like,
I
feel like...
Cinderella remakes, like, modern Cinderella remakes.
Because, think, I feel like it was probably just because it's, like, a kid's movie, and it's just, like, cheesy, and I feel like people who...
We should, like,
movies,
see what the other ones got. Because another Cinderella story with Selena Gomez, not great.
So...
Then there's one with, God, the girl from Pretty Little Lucy.
I don't.
Belle, Lucy something. I can't remember. Lucy Ball. That's not good either.
Metacritic was 25 out of 100. But CinemaScore, who is like audience review, not critics, is got an A minus. Oh, so that's okay. A lot better. Roger Ebert, who is a critic, I guess, his quote was, "This is a lame, stupid movie."
He's also not a 7-year-old girl.
Yeah,
I was obsessed with Chad Michael Murray.
Give your daughter to review it.
How can you like? Yeah, like,
Hillary,
you're not the audience this movie is geared towards anyways.
Hilary Duff did win a Kids' Choice Award, and the movie did win some Teen Choice Awards. So it was popular amongst who it's supposed to be popular.
Yeah, teens. I guess preteens.
It's opening weekend, it was number 4 in the box office, so that's not bad.
But it also came out with the Bourne Supremacy or Legacy with
those movies.
Yeah, Matt Damon.
I think. In 2004, it was a big year for princess fantasy type movies because Princess Diaries 2, A Royal Engagement came out that year.
Anne Hathaway.
Ella Enchanted, which is also Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway.
And The Prince and Me. So there were a lot of
The Prince and Me.
Like fairy tale esque movies.
Those are all such good movies.
So 2004, big year for fairy tales, apparently.
And princesses.
Because I can't think of another year where like so many movies like of the same genre, like of that genre would have come out.
Yeah, that's very specific.
I know. So that's my critical reviews.
What would you rate this movie out of 5 stars?
Probably like a 4 out of 5. I think a lot of it's nostalgia. Like, I don't know if I watched it as an adult, if I like it as much, like for the first time, but I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I love this movie. I would give it like a 4.9.
It has
out of 5.
It has really good one-liners. Like, it's funny.
Yeah. I mean, if you ask my roommates in college, besides Shannon, I quoted this movie a lot.
No, yeah.
If I'm ever quoting a movie, it's this one. Like, if I ever say, like, what movie's that from, it's usually this one.
No, yeah, and I think I quoted a lot, too. I always like to do the useless and disappointing.
Yeah.
Or the you're not very pretty and you're not very bright.
Yeah.
It's a quotable movie. It's good. I mean...
Yeah. Would you change anything?
You know, I know the length needs to be shorter because it's a kid's movie, but I feel like I would have maybe rushed it a little less. And I think maybe made Austin a slightly better person.
Yeah.
Like,
just... Yeah.
I think I would have made him break up with Shelby sooner.
Not the day of the dance. And that was a little kind of rude on his part, too. Even for Shelby, like, that's kind of like, we had this plan to go to this dance together. Why didn't you tell me sooner?
Yeah. And... I don't know, maybe more, a little bit more of him, like, being nice to Sam.
Yeah.
Like, not just, like, passive, but, like, actually nice to her.
Yeah.
To make him a little bit of a better person. And I would have had her chase him out of Pepperelli. Yeah. She could still give him the speech later, like, I could see, or maybe, you know what I would have had? Him, like, attempting to chase her out of the Pepperelli, and he gets stopped, so she thinks he didn't try to chase her. Yes. So she thinks he didn't try to chase her. But he did.
But he had multiple occasions where he could go up to her in the hall. He saw her in the hall. That was one of the scenes between him and Shelby. She was walking the hall by herself, and he didn't go up to her.
Yeah, but I guess he didn't know. Oh, after the pep rally?
Yeah, after the pep rally.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I would have changed. It would have made him a better person.
Yeah, I think they could have done stuff a little different with him and how he took with the pep rally.
What character do you think you're the most like, or that I'm the most like, you can do each other?
I don't even know. I don't even know. I feel like there's not that many characters
Yeah, I think we're both kind of like Sam.
In a way. I don't think I'm fully like her.
Yeah, me too. I think just we're both not very, like, bold.
No.
Like,
I wouldn't go up to someone and be like, you're a coward.
Yeah, I think if we were in this situation, like, both of us would be, like, nervous to say who we really were. Like,
yes. I feel like I would do the same thing where I wouldn't want to tell
you. Yeah. So, I think we're the most like Sam.
Yeah.
But we're not really, like, super like anybody else.
No.
It's
not, you don't really have that many characters that you can compare yourself to. Like, Carter, I'm not, like, dramatic actor type feel, I feel like.
In Austin, I'm not, like, trying to hide.
Brooding, like, secretly having
you're
a secret
like
life.
Fiona.
Ew. I'm a very appealing person.
So where do you think they all are now? In 2020. So, like, 15 years later.
I guess? I don't
know if they're still together.
2022. I just said 2021.
I don't know. I mean, she did say, after all, I'm just a freshman. So, like, what if they broke up?
But they did, like, they were at the same college.
Okay, so what if they, here, it's going to be like a Hallmark, okay? They break up. I got it all figured out. They go to college. They break up maybe after college, do their own thing for a while, figure things out. Maybe, like, 5 years later, they're, what, like, 25? Yeah. They meet each other again.
You know. And
get back together.
I feel like I always say this for movies because I'm, like, an optimist. I feel like they would have stayed together. I don't even know if they would have broken up.
I don't know.
Only because I feel like she is kind of... I think he's a hopeless romantic a little
bit. You know what sucks, too, is we don't even really see them, as their couple. Chemistry as a couple together, besides them talking, like, because that one little section. Because here's
what I think. I think he's a
so bit... I think I can't picture them together.
I think he's a bit of a hopeless romantic in that...
Well, he definitely is.
And he realizes he almost lost her once.
Yeah.
And I think he's very determined to not let that happen again. So I think he becomes, like, a better person throughout the relationship.
I don't know. Here's my other thing, though. They're both very... like, they know what they want, kind of, like, deal.
Exactly.
So I could see that kind of splitting them up for a second.
And then
realizing. And then getting back together. Yeah, like, I could see, like, maybe he wrote a book and he had to, like, I don't know. Yeah. He had to, like, travel for something. And then she wanted to be, like, I don't know what she wanted to do. But yeah, she had to go do something different.
I could see being the opposite. And, like, then, like. They know what they want and they want each other. Like, they want a career as well, but they also, like, want to be with each other. I could see them... I guess I could see them breaking up and getting back together, but I kind of just see them, like, staying together. Because the thing is, I don't think she has any interest in, like, being wild in college and, like, dating other people.
No.
And I don't... I think he got out of that phase in high school. Like, I don't think he cares much about that anymore.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to lose her again.
I could see them... I could see it both ways. Yeah. I could see them staying together, and then I could see them breaking up and get... I feel in-game they are together.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, whether they stay together or not. I could see them,
like, moving in together, like, senior year of college or something.
Yeah.
Like, living
so together. Either way, I see them together at, like, this... In 2022, they are together.
Yeah. I bet they
How
have,
they got
like,
here, I think, is a little...
I bet they have, like, two kids.
Yeah.
I bet they... I wonder if they came... Oh, you know what? I bet they came back so she could run the diner. Help run the diner.
Help run the diner.
She probably had, like, a business degree or something so she could, like... run the diner.
She didn't really say what she was interested in.
But I think the diner was really important to her.
I think it was too, but I think she was kind of just letting that be Rhonda's thing. Yeah, she was like a silent partner almost.
True. I don't know.
Because I feel like Rhonda was already running it anyway. But so she was just like,
I think they would have ended up back in Southern California.
I think so too. I think they would have stayed in that area because I feel like she liked it there.
Like, I know neither of them really have family they were particularly close to, but I think the restaurant people were her family and she would want to be close to them and Carter.
They didn't act like they hate where they live either.
Yeah. I think Carter probably, I don't know if he would have become like a big actor, but he probably was like a B-list.
Like a TV.
Yeah,
TV
like a made for TV. Hallmark. He's a Hallmark actor. I'm sure him and the goth girl probably didn't really work out. It's more like a high school relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
But I bet, you know what else I wrote? I really like that this movie shows like she has a platonic friendship with a guy, and neither of them ever show romantic interest.
Yeah.
Because I hate when movies, like, have that, like, what's that movie? Pretty in Pink? When she has her best friend Ducky or whatever. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
And, like, she's pining after this, like, jock, but, like...
But he, yeah.
He has a crush on her. It, like, kind of, like, I'm like...
But then, in the end, they kind of, like... He meets someone else, doesn't
he? Yeah. But I just... Yeah. I'm glad it left that element out.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important to show that guys and girls can be friends.
Yeah.
Without. I mean, I'm sure her and Carter would have, like, stayed friends.
Yeah, I think they would have stayed friends, too.
Shelby probably went
peaked
to,
like, in high school.
She probably went to, like, UCLA or something.
She peaked in high school.
And then, like, realized she wasn't that cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
She peaked. Maybe, hopefully she matured and got past. She probably got married young to, like, a rich guy and just living her Southern California life.
Maybe. It's not a bad idea, though. I mean, I was thinking last night, I was like, it'd be nice to have, like, a sugar daddy. You don't have to work anymore.
Fiona, do you go to jail for hiding a will?
No, remember? She just, like, was doing community service at the diner.
That's right. I heard. But I'm sure she doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure Sam...
She probably found some other guy to, like, get married to. And...
Probably. Which, I don't know how she didn't find the guy... since the Hal died.
Yeah, that is, I guess because she was living off of the money. Like, I think she only had an interest in money, mm-hmm. not necessarily love. And then I guess the twins are probably working, like, somewhere. I don't even know.
Who
like,
knows? They probably are. They needed some help.
Hopefully they got out of their own mother's spell.
Rhonda, they were kind of mean in general, though. Yeah. Like, Fiona didn't tell them to go spread rumors about Sam.
But, like, she raised them, you know.
Yeah.
I bet Rhonda is just living her, like, independent, successful life.
Maybe she found someone to walk down the aisle with.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. She got to wear the dress.
Yeah. There was a, in the Halloween party, whatever dance, there was a girl that was dressed as the Statue of Liberty, mm-hmm. but it was the dress that Sandra Bullock wore in Miss Congeniality. Oh. Sorry, I was just thinking about it. And then Regina, she was in the second one, Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, I did see that. I don't know, I feel like everyone kind of had a normal life. Like, I don't think anyone did anything crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, everyone lived their normal life. And
yeah.
I could see Sam being, like, a social worker or something. Not, social worker is probably not the right word, but, like, some sort of, like...
Nonprofit.
Yeah, like, she would help kids that were in her situation, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, they didn't ever tell her interest.
And, like, maybe she didn't know what she wanted to do.
Maybe. She was just so smart for her own good.
Yeah.
Too smart for her own good. So smart for her own good.
And I think Austin and his dad worked on their relationship.
Well, yeah, because at the end it shows that he was like 50% off for Princeton alumni. Yeah.
But they probably had to continue to work on it, you know.
And that's it.
That's Cinderella's story.
Next week we're gonna do You've Got Mail.
Another technology.
Meg Ryan, Tom. We love him.
We love. Yes, it's on HBO and Netflix.
Nora Ephron. That one, this one's a good, that one's like, this. I can't even speak. You've Got Mail is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's just so, like, it's yeah, it's, like, kind of, like, enemies to lovers feel.
Enemies to lover.
Yeah, to me lovers. Too. I kind of wish it was a book. Oh, I wonder if I could read the play. Is it a play?
I don't know.
Or screenwrite. Then I could read the screenwrite.
I need to read more books, especially enemies to lovers.
I told you a book to read, Shannon.
And we have to share the same hotel room. Anyway.
I told you a book to read.
What is it?
The Book Lovers one. Oh, that's an enemy to lovers one. You should read it.
Download it on my phone.
It's so good. That author is
really good. I haven't really considered.
Because her other one, Beatrice, is also an enemy to lovers.
Anyway, that concludes the podcast for this week. Please let us know if you think Austin Ames should have been a better person. I don't hate him. I just think he wasn't... You know,
I think he could have been better.
He was immature. He was in high school. We've all been there.
Yeah.
I'm not a perfect person.
Nobody is. In high school, you're a child.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm going to talk to you about the Haley and Nathan thing that I read.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, guys, speaking of, we're going to do a One Tree Hill episode in August.
Yeah. Tell us if you have a favorite episode you want us to do.
Yeah. I don't really know how we're going to like pick an episode.
Something from season 4.
That's a good season.
I know. It's my favorite.
We'll figure it out.
Definitely a high school when they're in high school.
And we'll have a special guest.
Yeah.
Anyway, follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
At chicks.inflix. Email us at chicksandflix23@gmail.com. Please like, subscribe, comment on our, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
And tell your friends.
Tell us movie recommendations.
Please.
Anyways, also tell us if you still have some wild theories. We'd be interested to know what you think.
Petition Amazon. Get it renewed.
Yeah, for season 3 because that cliffhanger is annoying. Anyways.
Don't forget to... Did I already say that?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway. Shannon and Bailey signing off.
Bye.